北美的华人教会呢，面对的挑战呢，是很多美国人的教会不能想象。
The Chinese churches in North America, it has a lot of greater challenge that the most American churches cannot quite comprehend.
好像我们小小的一个华人教会呢，我们就弟兄姊妹呢，从两岸三地而来了。
Just like a small Chinese church like this, we came from different countries in the world.
其实我们教会不单只是从中国、台湾、香港，还有马来西亚，还有就是越南，还有其他国家来的。
The members from our church came from different countries: Hong Kong, China, Taiwan, Malaysia, and now even Vietnam.
但是呢，我们呢讲话呢，我们却是一个我们说三言两语的教会。
But for us, it's in terms of language, is basically two different language, but three different dialect.
你看多厉害啊！因为呢，我们是语言呢，我们有中文跟英文。
Because in terms of language, we have Chinese and English.
但是讲话呢，我们有英语、普通话跟粤语。
But in terms of spoken ones, and we have Mandarin, Cantonese, and English.
其实呢，虽然有的时候呢，我们是用同一个语言来沟通，但是呢，其实也有可能产生很多误会。
Even though sometimes we use the same language to communicate, but it still had caused a lot of misunderstanding.
好像呢，有一个台湾的弟兄呢，曾经对一个香港的弟兄这样子讲。
For example, one brother from Taiwan one time spoke to a brother from Hong Kong in the following.
他说呢，我不明白为什么你们香港来的弟兄姐妹呢这么腐败。
He said, I don't quite understand how come your brothers and sisters from Hong Kong are so corrupted.
那么他香港来的就问他何以见得呢？
So the one from Hong Kong and say, how do you see that?
他说，因为你们香港的弟兄姊妹啊，每一次去旅行的时候呢，都要去酒店的。
Because every time you guys go on a trip, you always go to a hotel. But that sounds like actually a place where you have liquor.
然后当然这个香港的弟兄就问他为有什么不可以呢？
The one from Hong Kong say, how come, why not?
原因就是呢，就因为呢台湾人所谓的酒店呢，是我们香港人叫的酒吧。
Because the what people from Taiwan refer to as really a shop that have alcohol, actually is like referring to as a bar in Hong Kong.
所以其实讲英语的弟兄姊妹也有这个问题啊。
And even for actually English spoken brothers and sisters had the same issue.
曾经我看过一个呢，在去越南宣教士家庭所写的一本书，他简直说。
And one time I read a book for someone who actually went to be a missionary to Vietnam, he says the following in this book.
那么有一个美国的家庭呢，就请一对从英国来的宣教士来家里面吃饭。
This missionary from U.S. actually invited a couple that came from England to this house for dinner.
那么吃饭的时候呢，他就发现呢，哎，没有放餐巾在桌子上面。
So he discovered that during dinner time, they actually didn't put the napkins on the table.
那么他就叫他太太快拿这个 napkins 放在上面。
So he actually asked his wife, "Let's put the napkins on the table."
你知道英国人想到 napkins 是什么意思？
Do you know actually, for people from England, when they actually heard the word napkin, what does that mean?
有没有人知道？
Anybody know?
Napkins 就是 diapers 的意思。
So napkin is
尿布，就是 diapers 的意思。
It's like diapers.
所以他吓了一跳。
So he was in a little bit of a shock.
所以我们常常会为你从不同背景的人来到教会一同敬拜神的时候，你就会产生不同的纠纷了。
When you have different people from different background come together and worship, there is a lot of actually antagonism.
所以呢，保罗呢在罗马书十四到十五章里面，解释给我们听，我们怎么去面对不同意见的弟兄姊妹呢？其实这个对我们来说呢是有很密切的一个关系的。
So, for when Paul actually spoke with the role about the different background in Romans chapter 14 and 15, they actually is really relevant to us.
所以呢，我们已经讲了三个原则了。
So we have spoken about three different principles.
十四章呢，第一到十二节呢，讲到了我们要用理解去接纳不同意见的弟兄姊妹。
So in chapter 14, 1 to 12, we talk about really accepting with understanding.
十三到二十三节呢，讲到了我们不可以因为我们的自由绊倒别人。
13 to 23, it says, don't stumble others because of freedom.
上个礼拜呢，我们讲到了要通过我们的牺牲去建立这些软弱的弟兄姊妹。
And last week we talked about build up the weakness through your sacrifice.
所以今天呢是我们的总结。
Today is our conclusion.
这是十五章七到十三节呢，告诉我们呢，就因为神的荣耀，我们要彼此接纳。
And verse 7 to 13 is that because of God's glory that we need to accept one another.
所以我看这段经文的时候呢，我问自己四个问题。
So when I look at these passages, I ask myself four questions.
第一条问题呢，就是这条命令是给谁呢？
The first question is, to whom is this command given?
第七节呢，讲到你们要彼此接纳。
The verse 7 is talked about accept one another.
如果你一直看罗马书的时候呢，你会发觉头三个原则呢，都是比较偏重对坚固的弟兄的要求了。
So if you as you're studying this, the first reasons is really talk about It's actually talk about different requirements.
所以好像十四章的第一节呢，它是向这些强壮的弟兄姊妹呢，他说软弱的你们要接纳他。
So in the first part is actually for those who are strong, you actually need to accept the weak.
十三节呢，其实也是告诉这些强壮的基督徒，好像你不要绊倒这些软弱的弟兄姊妹。
So in verse 13, they talk about really for those who are stronger, try not to cause the weaker ones to stumble.
十五章第一节呢，也是保罗说我们坚固的人呢应该担待那不坚固人的软弱。
So in the first chapter 15 verse 1 is actually those we are strong ought not to bear with the weak and actually not try to help the weak.
但是呢最后一个原则呢，保罗呢是给每一个弟兄姊妹的。
So the last one, the last principle is given to all brothers and sisters.
接纳这个字呢，其实我们在十四章第一节里面呢已经提过了。
The word accept, as we actually discussed in chapter 14, verse 1,
就是呢，你要把对方欢迎他成为我们的一份子，好像一家人一样。
And that is to accept them to be part of family. It's almost like as our family.
所以呢，这个吩咐呢，不单只是给坚固的人，也给这些软弱的弟兄姊妹。
And this command is not only offered to the stronger brothers and sisters, but also to the weak.
很多时候呢，我们有纠纷，无论在教会里面，在家庭里面，很多时候呢，就是我们没有看见，其实我们其实也是这个问题的一部分。
Oftentimes, when we have conflict, whether it's been in our home or in the church, we don't see ourselves as part of the problem.
中国人有一句话说，孤掌难鸣，就是你一只手呢，不能拍掌。
The Chinese proverb saying that when you have one single hand, you cannot really use it for to clap any hand, clap for clapping.
其实你这个这句话用在吵架上面也是对的。
And actually, this phrase when it's applied to conflicts is the same way.
所以呢，我们不能永远呢把这个责任推到别人的头上。
So we cannot actually pass that responsibility to onto other people.
我们要想一想，我们怎么去主动的去接纳对方。
So how do we actually take an initiative to accept other people?
第二个问题，我看这个题目的时候，我问自己，就是我们如何接纳对方呢？
The second question I ask myself is, in what manner shall I accept others?
很多时候呢，我们面对不同意见的弟兄姊妹，当我们要接纳对方的时候呢，我们会列出一大堆的要求。
So when we actually encounter brothers and sisters who actually have different opinions, we would actually list out a whole laundry list of reasons.
比方说呢，他要主动的对我示好啊，主动的过来跟我谈，我才接纳他。
So he would actually need to take the initiative to come to me, and therefore so that I can accept him.
很多时候，因为我们觉得是他得罪我，还要我主动要去找他。
So you know, a lot of times you feel that he's the one who actually antagonized me. Why do I need to come forward and actually try to approach him?
或者呢，我们会说啊，我们。两方面都要让步。
So you might say both sides need to give in.
就好像我们说，我敬你一尺，你不应该敬我一丈吗
？So like you say is, if I actually give you a foot, you should give me a yard.
所以呢，我们很多时候呢都会列很多条件。OK， 你要我接纳他可以啊，但是呢，你必须要做到这些事情。
So a lot of times we list a whole lot of requirements, and that is, if they want me to accept him, they need to do come back the same way.
但是保罗呢，他告诉我，我们应该用一个怎么态度去接纳对方呢
？So Paul asks, tell us what kind of attitude that we need to have in order to accept others.
第七节呢，他就告诉我们，我们要彼此接纳的时候呢，要如同基督接纳你们一样。
So he talked about in verse 7, he said, accept one another, then just as Christ accepted you.
基督是怎么接纳我们呢?
How did Christ accept you?
那么呢,保罗在第八到第九节呢,又告诉我们。
So Paul tells us in the verse 8 and 9.
首先呢,保罗呢,在第八节里面呢,他称呼耶稣基督呢,他没有用耶稣几个字。
So when he actually addressed Christ, he didn't use the word Jesus.
基督呢是本来的意思呢就是一个受膏者的意思。
So the meaning of Christ is that in the original term is the anointed one.
那么呢在旧约的社会里面呢只有呢这些很尊贵的好像你是一个君王呢你是一个志士啊你是一个先知你才有被告的这个机会的。
So in the Old Testament society, if you actually are a king or a prophet, then you would have the opportunity to be anointed.
但是呢，耶稣他所以耶稣的身份呢，他是蛮高的，他是基督。
So in terms of the position of Jesus, he actually is quite high because he is Christ.
但是呢，在第八节里面呢，却告诉我们呢。基督呢是一个执事
，But in verse 8, it actually tells us that that actually Christ is actually almost deacon or actually a servant of the Jews.
所以呢，其实你发现了哈，其实执事这个是我们一般就是翻译成 deacon 是，但是它原本的意思呢就是一个仆人。
So you see the original meaning of deacons actually is like a servant.
所以呢你看见还有呢保罗呢他说基督成为受割礼的人的指示成为这个字呢就是他讲到呢他从他降世为人直到现在他都是一个指示。
So there, in a way, he's saying that actually Jesus is like a deacon or a servant, but actually he become this servant of the circumcised.
So then, Jesus 一直以来呢，他是服侍，好像这些犹太人，只是受割礼的人。
So, Christ all along, he has been the servant of the Jews who are the one who has been circumcised.
当我们呢谈到仆人的时候啊，你想到仆人有什么特征呢？
So when we actually think about servants, what kind of characteristics do you see with servants?
仆人呢，就是一个服侍人的人。
A servant is one who serves.
所以呢，马可福音十章四十五节，耶稣曾经这样子讲，他说：“因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命，做多人的赎价。”
So therefore, in Mark 10:45, it says, "For even the Son of God did not come to be served, but to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many."
耶稣基督是怎么去接纳我们呢？
How did Jesus Christ come to accept us?
他谦卑自己。
He humbled himself.
虽然他是一个尊贵的基督，但是他却成为一个仆人一样去服侍我们。
So even though he is a Christ who is high up, but he became a servant to serve us.
还有呢，就是呢，他主动的，他不是等人来服侍他，他却是主动去服侍人。
And he also took the initiative. He wasn't waiting for others to serve him, but he actually took the initiative to serve others.
但是最特别的一个地方呢，就是耶稣基督牺牲自己。
But his very special part is that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
他 sacrifice.
He actually gave his own life for us.
那你有没有想过一个问题？就是呢，如果你在这个世界，好像你在公司，你得罪了你的老板，那么你要跟他赔罪了哈？送礼物啊，是你买一份礼物给他，还是他买一份礼物给你啊？
So for example, if you actually in a real world situation, if you actually offended somebody, say your boss, you need to apologize to him. What do? Do you actually go buy a present for him, or he buy a present for you?
但是你有没有想到，是我们得罪神，但是呢，是耶稣基督。成为这个代价，就好像是他给钱买这个礼物，送一个礼物给父神这样子。
So if you start to think about it, we are the one who offended God, but he on the other hand turned around and actually gave us a precious present to us.
所以呢，我们要学习耶稣怎么接纳我们。
So we have to learn about how Christ accepted us.
就是虽然有人得罪你，
So even though someone offended you.
但是你为了别人的好处，还是要主动的牺牲自己的方便的去接纳对方。
So even though someone might have offended you, but you actually cause ourselves some more inconvenience to actually try to help others.
另外一个特点呢，耶稣基督接纳我们呢，就是第九节讲到，他的怜悯。
So actually, in a very special part in verse 9, they talk about God's mercy.
谈到怜悯的时候呢，我就想起了耶稣曾经讲过一个比喻，是有关一个没有怜悯的仆人的。
So actually, when we think about mercy, we're reminded of a parable actually talk about the merciful servant.
这个是马太福音18:21-35.
This is recorded in Book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 21-35.
他讲到了当时有一个王要跟他的仆人算账。
So he talk about a king who want to settle accounts with his servants.
那么他有一个仆人呢，就欠他1,000,000 银子的。
So actually, there was one servant who owed him 10,000 bags of gold.
你知道，1,000,000 银子有多少钱呢？
So have you thought about 10,000 bags of gold? Well, how much money is there?
那当时呢，历史记载呢，全个加利利省的税收呢，才有200 talents， 就是。 200 bags of gold.
So the history tells us actually back then in the whole area of Galilee, all the taxes collected is like only 200 bags of gold.
所以呢，原文是十万袋金子，所以呢，你看十万袋金子是很多很多钱呢。
So the language is recorded here is 10,000 bags of gold. So this is actually amount to a large amount of money.
有人算过，一个人呢工作16到20年才赚到 one talent, 就是 one bag of gold.
So someone had actually calculated if someone worked 16 to 20 years, he would only earn one bag of gold.
所以呢，你要工作6,000天，你才赚到10万。 10,000 bags of gold.
So somebody calculated you need to work 60
million.
So 60 million days in order to earn that kind of money.
所以呢，换句话说呢，这个人不知道干什么，怎么可以欠这个皇帝这么多钱呢？
So we don't know what this servant did actually to owe this king that much money.
所以呢，这个王呢就跟他说，就要拿他。 坐牢啊，要他赔，就是赔这个债。
So the king said they actually wanted to actually be thrown in prison to repay him.
但是这个人呢，他就求这个主人说，宽容我，我将来要还债给你，我还清给你。So
this servant fell on his knees and actually begged for, pleaded king, be patient with me, I will pay you back everything.
当然这个是没有可能的，哪有人可以工作这么久呢？
Of course, this is impossible. How can anyone work for so long?
但是呢，这个主人他就怜悯这个仆人，就是他说算了，我把你释放，我这个债我不算了，不要了，这样子。So
the king had mercy on this servant and actually forgave him, actually let him go, for cancel the debt and let him go.
那么这个人出来以后呢，他就遇到他的一个朋友是欠他。 10两银子
So when actually after he was released, he actually came out and ran into another fellow servant who owed him a hundred silver coins.
那你知道呢？一个人工作了一天呢，就是一个银币，所以呢，其实他就是说100天的工资。
So for back then, actually, for someone to work one day, he will earn one silver coin. So this is actually owe him 100 days of wages.
所以呢，这个其实是不小的一个数目哈，但是也不是好像他欠这么多。So
this is actually not a small amount, but on the other hand, it's not as insurmountable as the other amount.
这个人呢，就他的朋友就求他，你。 你放我啦，我会赔你钱的，将来。So
this servant actually asked him back to him, actually, let me go, so I will return this money.
但是呢，这个人呢，其实他朋友的确是有能力哦，因为100天的工资，可能你几年后就可以一点一点还给他。So
on the other hand, actually, it's indeed has that ability because he can actually work that much, and maybe perhaps in a few years he can be returned.
但是这个人呢，他不愿意，就把他的这个欠他钱的人拿去坐牢。So
he wasn't willing. So he actually threw the other servant in the prison.
那么这个皇帝听到他坚持做的时候呢，他就很生气了。So
the king, when he heard that what he had done, he was very angry.
32到33节呢，这个皇帝说：“你这个恶奴才。” 你央求我，我就把你所欠的都免了。你不应该怜悯你的同伴，向我怜恤你吗？
So in verse 33, the Timaeus said, "I cancel all that of debt yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?"
其实你有没有想过，当我们说你必须要达到这些条件，我才接纳你。 你知道你这句话是什么意思啊？
So have you thought about if you request that the others who actually meet all these requirements before I would forgive you? What is that equivalent to?
你就好像告诉神说，这个人是配得起你的怜悯，但是他配不起我的怜悯。
So you're almost saying that this person, it really qualifies for your mercy, but he's not qualified for my mercy.
我们不要好像这个恶奴才一样。
So let's not be this wicked, servant.
我们要接纳对方，好像基督接纳我们一样。
Let's accept others just like Christ had accepted us.
所以呢，我们已经问了这条这个命令是给谁的？是我们要怎么去达到这个怎么去做？第三条问题呢，我就要问自己，就是为什么我们要接纳对方
？So we have already heard that what we should do, but you might want to ask a question: Why must I accept others?
第七节告诉我们呢，我们当接纳对方。如同基督接纳我们的时候呢，荣耀就归于神了。
Verse 7 tells us, accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God.
当我们这一集做的时候呢，神就得到荣耀。
So when we do this, Christ will receive, God will receive glory.
为什么神希望犹太人跟外邦人合一呢？
So why did God want the Jews and the Gentiles to have the unity?
原因就是因为他的计划本来就是这样子。
Because this is his original plan in the first place.
从他最开始的时候，以色列人还没出现在这个世界的时候，他已经预言了他的救恩要临到外邦人。
So before he actually, God actually in original plan actually have the mercy for his grace to be given to the Gentiles as well.
所以呢，当犹太人跟外邦人合一的时候呢，神就很高兴。
So when the Jews and Gentiles have the unity, God would be very happy.
他就会心里面很满足。
He would have, he would be satisfied in his heart.
罗马书十五章第八节里面呢，他这样子说。
So in Romans, in verse 8, it says the following.
我说基督是为神的真理做了受割礼的人的指示，要证实所应许列祖的话。
So, if Christ has become a servant of Jews, so the promise be made to the patriarchs.
其实呢，原本呢，它是原文跟中文的翻译是一样的，它是用受割礼的人呢，去来代表这些犹太人。
So it actually talk about actually the original language is that they really the circumcised to replace the original Jews.
所以呢，他特别这样子称呼他们呢，是希望我们想起了亚伯拉罕的约。
So when he was dressed like this, he actually trying to remind us of the covenant actually with Abraham.
原因就是因为呢，割礼呢是亚伯拉罕的约的一个记号。
So because the circumcision is a symbol of Abraham's covenant.
所以当时神呼召亚伯拉罕的时候呢，他已经说万国要因你得福。
So when actually God called Abraham, he said that actually all nations will be blessed through you.
这个呢，其实是预言呢，将来以色列人呢要从主耶稣里面得到这个救恩。
So this is the prophecy really indicates that the salvation would be through Jesus Christ.
所以加拉太书三章十四节呢，他就解释说，并叫亚伯拉罕的福因耶稣基督可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
So Galatians 3:14 it says he redeemed us in order that blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit.
保罗呢，后来呢，就从第九到十二节呢，用了四处的旧约圣经去证明，的确神一开始就包括外邦人在他的救恩里面。
So Paul through the verse 9 to 12 actually is to prove that actually the salvation is actually to be reached to the Gentiles.
保罗呢引用圣经呢，他很巧妙的，他很有技巧的。
So Paul actually referred back to the scripture is in a very skillful way.
因为他释出的圣经呢，是从律法书、先知书跟诗篇里面出来的。
Because of the scripture they refer to, actually is from different books, including the Proverbs,
the laws. Okay, the laws, the prophets, and the writings. Okay, 所以呢，就是整本旧约圣经的范律了。从前犹太人的范律就是这样子。
So he actually refer back to from the three different portions of the Old Testament, as according to the Jews.
所以他的意思就是整本旧约圣经都是预言外邦人跟犹太人一同的去敬拜神。
So in other words, he actually referred back to the Old Testament that actually he would prove that the Gentiles would also be worshiping God.
还有呢，他如果你看这四节圣经的时候呢，他是有一个渐进的在里面的。
So and also and when you read these scriptures, you see a gradual progression in there.
第一九节呢，就好像呢，犹太人在外邦里面，称颂神，就是外邦人好像一个旁观者一样。
So in the verse 9, you talk about the Gentiles as they are just observers.
但是呢，在第十节里面呢，他就讲到呢，外邦人跟主的百姓一同欢乐，所以他们是一同敬拜神的。
So in verse 10, you actually talk about Gentiles worshiping with God's people.
十一节呢，就讲到外邦人呢，他是独立的，自己去敬拜神。
So in verse 11, they talk about the Gentiles worshiping independently.
十二节里面呢，讲到呢，外邦人的盼望就是耶稣的根，其实就是直到耶稣基督。
So actually, the last verse is actually talk about the hope.From the Gentiles is actually going to be through the root of Jesse, which is referring to Jesus Christ.
So, he talked about Jesus Christ. Not only is he the King of Israel, but he also wants to rule over
Gentiles
and become their hope.
So, not only Jesus Christ is the King of the Jews, but he also will rule over the Gentiles.
So, you will find that the Gentiles and the Jews are equal.外邦人不是二等的公民呢。
So in a way, the Gentiles are not second-class citizens. They are equal with the Jews.
他们有同一个王，有同一个救恩。
So they have the same king and the same salvation.
所以呢，如果你看新约圣经里面呢，他就解释，在加拉太书三章二十六到二十八节呢，讲到，我们在耶稣基督里面呢。就没有再分呢，犹太人、希律人、自主的、为奴的、化男化女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
So in Galatians, actually talk about there's no neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave or free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
这句圣经不是说我们的男女没有分别啊，这个不是这个意思。
This scripture verse does not mean that the male and female are equal.
其实他我的意思是，其实呢，他是讲到了在教会里面，在神的家里面呢，是我们的种族，就是你是外邦人还是犹太人。你的性别，跟你的在社会上面的地位，不影响你在耶稣基督里面的地位。
So this is what we're referring to is whether or not Jews and Gentile, male or female, does not within the church does not affect your position in Christ.
所以呢，我们在耶稣基督里呢，都合一为一。
So within Christ Jesus, we are one in unity.
所以合一呢，是神的救赎计划里面呢一个很重要的一点，因为呢我们的合一带给神荣耀。
So unity in the whole God's plan is very important because this unity will bring about God's glory.
最后一条问题呢，就是，我问自己，就是我们哪里有这个力量去达到神这个要求呢？
So the last question I ask is, where do I find strength to obey this commandment?
因为合一是一个怎样困难的一个题目，我们哪里有这个能力去达到呢？
So the challenge part is, actually this is so difficult to do, how do I find the strength to do this?
保罗呢，在十三节里面呢，就把这个力量告诉我们。
And Paul actually revealed the strength to us in the verse 13.
如果你看十二到十三节里面呢，你会发现呢，有一个字出现了三次，就是盼望这个字。
So if you look at this there, this particular word appears three times, and that is the word hope.
所以如果我们能够有在主里面有这个盼望，你就有能力达到这个命令，做到这个命令。
So if we actually can find hope in Christ, then we can be able to have the strength to do this.
在十二节里面呢，是讲到了耶稣基督是外邦人的盼望，是指到这个救恩的盼望。
So in verse 12, it actually talk about the Gentiles who hope, and this is the hope about salvation.
也是十三节里面所讲的。
And it's the same what actually was talked about in verse 13.
十三节呢，里面呢，他告诉我们呢，神是使人有盼望的神。
So we talk about actually, this is
叫人有盼望的神。
So this is actually the God who actually bring about, so that man would have hope.
所以呢，这句话的意思呢，不单只神是我们盼望的目标，就是的对象啊，也是我们盼望的来源。
So this is also to talk about this is a direction where we have hope, and this is also the strength from which actually the hope that we actually have the hope.
首先呢，我们要以神为我们的盼望。
In the first, actually, we need to have God as our hope.
因为呢，神能够赐下喜乐跟平安。
Because He is the one who can give us joy and peace.
喜乐有你有喜乐平安呢，就推动你去遵守神他的命令。
So if you actually have joy and peace actually give you the strength to move on to actually to obey God's commandment.
但是你怎么从神的手里面拿到这个喜乐跟平安呢？
But how do you gain this from God to this hope and with this peace and strength?
十三节告诉我们要因着信，所以你的信心就是你拿到神喜乐平安的这个途径。
And verse 13 it talk about faith. This is the path from which you actually can gain the strength.
当我们信靠神的时候，神会把喜乐平安给你。你有了喜乐平安以后呢，你的盼望会增加的。
So this is when we trust in Him, that our peace and joy will increase.
圣经讲到呢，我们心里面就会，你可以说心里面执着圣灵的能力的产生更大的盼望。
So this is actually talk about When we trust in Him, they will actually will increase, will overflow and increase by the power of actually would increase.
所以呢，我看呢，这个就是好像我们的 renewable energy 这个再生的能源一样。
So when we look at this, it's almost like a renewable energy.
所以呢，我们开始第一步是我们对神的盼望。
The first we start with the hope with God.
那么我们信靠神的时候，我们就拿到他的喜乐跟平安。
So when we actually trust in Him, that we would gain the peace and joy.
你经历神的喜乐平安里面以后呢，那么我们耐心里面会执着圣灵的能力，产生更大的盼望。
When we actually enter into peace of joy, through the Holy Spirit, we can gain even further more hope.
那么你又再回到，你又经历神更多的平安喜乐。
So you would experience more joy and peace from God.
所以呢，保罗在这边呢，就十五章七到十三节呢，就总结了 我们怎么对这些意见不同的弟兄姊妹相处这个问题、啊、
So Paul here actually concludes about what actually in verse chapter 15, 7 to 13, how do we actually would actually work with the brothers and sisters.
但是呢，你知道了，其实这一段呢也是整本罗马书的总结。
But this is also the conclusion from the entire book of Romans.
原因呢，就是罗马书后面呢都是讲到保罗个人的计划跟他问安的事情了。
So actually, what's further down is also talk about Paul's plan and also his greetings.
所以呢，我希望大家你我们过去一年多的时间一起看罗马书的时候，你想一想呢。其实我们对救恩、对福音的了解呢，是不断的扩大的。
So as we have studied the book of Romans for the last year, our understanding of the salvation actually would expand gradually.
我们很多时候呢，我们开始的时候对救恩的了解呢，是一个个人的一个了解。
So our original understanding of the gospel is our own personal understanding.
就是我将来会上天堂啊，还是下地狱啊？
And that is whether or not I would enter the heaven or actually going down to hell.
这个是罗马书第一章到第五章讲到神的愤怒的这个问题。
So this is actually from the book of Romans, from chapter 1 to 5, it talks about God's wrath.
但是呢，你看到第六到第八章的时候，你就发觉原来救恩呢，也不单只包括我们信主，也包括我们过一个成圣生活。
So, if you study the book of 6 to 8, it's also not only about reaching salvation, but also a sanctification.
那么你看到第九到十一节呢，你就发现呢，这个救恩不单只是与我们有关系，只是与神的这个信实有很大的关系的。信实就是他的 faithfulness.
Okay, actually, when 9 to 11 actually talk about, actually also about God's faithfulness.
那么从12章到13章的时候，你就发现我们的救恩不单只影响我们，也影响我们周围的人。
So chapter 12 and 13, not only the salvation will affect us, but also affect the people around us.
最后14到15章就讲到一个问题，原来这个救恩不单只是一个个人的问题，也是一个普世上面的一个问题，因为是有关神所有的儿女合一的一个问题。
So actually, not when we look at 14 and 15, not only it affect us personally, but it's also affect the entire world because it's also addressing a whole issue about unity.
另外一个保罗呢，在罗马书里面常常重复的，就是呢，你要得到神的祝福呢，你必须要用信心。
So another part actually comes about is actually referred often in the book of Romans is that if you want to receive God's blessing, you also have to
use your faith.
You actually have to have your faith.
无论你是信主，你是过一个成圣生活，是在教会里面生活，都是通过信心去遵守神的旨意。
So whether you know, you actually receive the salvation or sanctification within the church, it also really through faith to actually to accomplish that part.
这个就是为什么呢？保罗在最开始的时候讲到这个救恩，就告诉我们，这个救恩呢是本于信以至于信的。
So because actually Paul reminds us at the very beginning is actually a righteousness that is of faith from first to last.
就是从最开始，从头到尾都是信心。
And that is from the beginning to end, it's all about faith.
我希望呢，我们通过罗马书以后呢，我们都有同一个救恩的盼望。
So I hope that actually, through the book of Romans, that we have the same hope, through faith.
我们希望神鼓励我们用信心的去与他每一天同行。
So actually that we would actually through faith that we would actually abide with him daily.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our hands pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你把你救恩的计划的伟大向我们指示。
Because you have revealed the greatness of the salvation to us.
愿意我们不单只从我们个人的角度去了解这个救恩。
Not only can we actually see the, from, the salvation from our own personal standpoint,
我们也从神里的角度去了解,
so that we can also see that from your standpoint.
当我们达到你这计划的目标的时候, 我们知道神里就得到荣耀。
So that we, as we reach the goals of your plan, that we would actually, you would also receive glory.
听我们祷告, 奉耶稣基督的名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.